Commander's message. Every military headstone has a story. In an Instagram photo that captured hearts the moment she posted it, Marine Sergeant Nicole G., 23, cradled an Afghan baby in her arms. "I love my job," she wrote. 6 days later, on August 26, 2021, G and 12 other U.S. service members were killed in a suicide bombing outside Kabul airport during a chaotic withdrawal of American forces. "This Memorial Day, we remember them and more than 1 million men and women who have died in U.S. military service. We dedicate the last Monday in May to their memory, while acknowledging that for our Gold Star families, the mourning is not limited to 24 hours a year. We benefit from fallen Americans' sacrifices every time we exercise our constitutional rights. We are able to speak freely, possess a firearm, peaceably assemble, and vote. Public officials don't secure us these rights. Rather, they have been paid for in blood by those who willingly risked their lives to protect ours, from the founding of our nation to today. As the saying goes, all gave some gave all. They are not numbers, but names and faces. One whose story has only recently been told is Army Sergeant First Class Alwyn Cash, who posthumously received the Medal of Honor last December. On October 17, 2005, his Bradley fighting vehicle struck an improvised explosive device while on patrol near Samarra, Iraq. His uniform drenched in fuel and on fire, Cash pulled 6 soldiers and an interpreter from the wreck, suffering burns to 3/4 of his body. When 2 helicopters arrived to evacuate the wounded, he insisted on walking off the battlefield himself. During the medevac flight to Balad Air Base, Cash repeatedly asked after his men, "How are my guys? What's going on with them? Where are they at?" 3 weeks later, on November 8th, he died from his injuries. From the World Wars to Korea, from Vietnam to the Middle East, every U.S. military headstone has a story, and every one is inspirational in its own way. Together, they bear witness to the selflessness described in John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. National Commander Paul E. Dillard.